AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A highly anticipated meeting of political antagonists at the White House this afternoon, but Ed Donahue reports it turned into a bromance of sorts.
The president has called Mamdani a 100% communist lunatic.
Total nutjob.
Mamdani is a democratic socialist. He's called the president and his administration authoritarian and described himself as Donald Trump's worst nightmare. That was then. This is now.
We had some interesting conversation, and some of his ideas really are the same ideas that I have.
The two talked about housing affordability and the cost of groceries and utilities.
The meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are many, and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers.
The president also pulled back on a threat to cut funding for New York City.
We agree on a lot more than I would have thought. I think he's, I want him to do a great job, and we'll help him do a great job.
The president thinks Mamdani will surprise some conservatives. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has told his country it could face a pivotal choice between standing up for its sovereignty and preserving the U.S. support it needs. The statement comes after Washington put forward a peace proposal seen as favoring Russia. EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaya Kallas.
Rewarding Russia's aggression will not make Ukraine, Europe, or the Indo-Pacific safer. Russia has no legal right to whatsoever to any concessions from the country it invaded. Ultimately, the terms of any agreement are for Ukraine to decide.
The Supreme Court's been meeting in private on President Trump's birthright citizenship order. It declares that children born to parents in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Lower courts have uniformly struck it down. Stocks finished the day with gains, the S&P, Dow, and the NASDAQ all up about 1%, but all three were down for the week. This is AP News. Donna Warder on bonuses for air traffic controllers.
The Federal Aviation Administration says 776 air traffic controllers and technicians who didn't miss a single day of work during the 43-day federal government shutdown are getting $10,000 bonuses. That's not sitting well with their unions, who say the nearly 20,000 other workers who worked without pay during the shutdown should also be recognized. A number of workers called out of work as the shutdown dragged on longer than a month. Some of them got side jobs. Others weren't able to pay for childcare because they weren't getting a check. Their absences forced delays at airports across the country, and some flights were cut. President Trump suggested the bonuses for those who stayed on the job during the shutdown, and even suggested that air traffic controllers who missed work should be docked in pay. FAA officials have not publicly said anything about penalizing controllers. Donna Warder, Washington.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas.